Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley says President Trump's latest executive order for new financial sanctions against Venezuela is intended to send a message to President Nicolas Maduro. VOA's Margaret Beshear reporting now from the UN in New York.
The sanctions forbid any dealings in new Venezuelan debt or equity and bar U.S. transactions with Maduro's government and with PDVSA, the state-owned oil company. Ambassador Haley told reporters that since the administration has not seen any progress on returning the country to democracy or an end to the suffering of the Venezuelan people, sanctions are necessary.
We are not going to tolerate the dictatorship he's trying to create, and we're not going to respect the sham assembly.
Venezuela's foreign minister, Jorge Arreaza, was at the United Nations Friday to meet with UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres about the situation. He told reporters afterwards that President Maduro has tried hard to have mutually respectful relations with President Trump and said Maduro would be sending Trump a letter soon. Margaret Beshear, VOA News, the United Nations.
Arreaza also reacted, saying the sanctions are the worst aggressions to Venezuela in the last 200 years. The eye of Hurricane Harvey has begun to push onto the coastline of the U.S. state of Texas. In less than 60 hours, Harvey has gone from being a tropical storm to a Category 4 hurricane. Winds up to 250 kilometers per hour, 3-meter ocean surges, all happening right now. National Hurricane Center calling it a life-threatening storm. Harvey expected to pour nearly 100 centimeters of rain over a wide area of the Texas coast during the next 3 days. The last hurricane to hit the southern portion of Texas 14 years ago. This is VOA News. South Korea.